This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are out on the ice right now. I was just talking to a couple of the other guys. They're saying we have about 17, 18 inches thick worth of ice across the board right now. I mean, this is a pretty phenomenal year for ice fishing. So just talk to me a little about your experience and how often have you been going out?
Yeah, the ice has been really good this year. I go out probably a few times a week. Sometimes I try and get out here on my lunch break even. But yeah, it's been a great year. I found that things have kind of slowed down now that it's really super cold and the ice is thick, but it's a lot of fun to be out here. It's just been very cold.
Now, speaking of the cold, we're supposed to expect a little bit of a warm-up where temps are getting anywhere between like 55 and 60 degrees. Is that going to be a little bit of a concern for you as far as ice fishing goes?
It's absolutely going to be a concern because once it starts to get some water on top of the ice, even though there might be some thickness there, the quality of the ice goes down quite a bit. So I've actually, you know, fallen through the ice when it's late in the season. Even though there's a lot of thickness, it's called candlestick ice. It's pretty dangerous.
How much longer do you think you'll actually be able to get out here and enjoy some of this ice fishing?
It depends on how they're going to be ticketing people fishing from the docks this year. So if the ice is bad, but there's still ice over the water, I'll sneak out onto the docks and fish while sitting on the docks. But I've seen people get tickets. In my opinion, the city should be maybe monetizing that somehow, you know, making it so that way people could pay money and fish from the docks before the boats get in. Because there's certainly a lot of people who like to come out here and fish. Probably going to make more money selling passes to go fish than giving tickets.
Is there any other type of conditions, maybe besides a warm-up, where it would deter you from wanting to get out onto the ice?
No, not really. I've come out here when it's pretty brutal. It's a different type of fun, but it is fun.
Awesome, man. And then just wrap it up, anything else you'd like to add about this for our listeners?
No, I if you haven't talked to Captain Bob's over there, that they opened up at a tackle store for the first time in a couple years. There's been a tackle shop down here and they do a really great job. Really nice people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.